I slide the key into the door and turn it. I turn the knob and open the door and step inside. Just a few steps. Beside the door is a small table. My table. It has a shelf at the bottom, just above the floor. I stop and take a deep breath. I hold it for a moment and exhale the stress of the day. I look around the room. It's quiet. Nothing is moving. There's a kind of stillness that calms my soul. The sun hasn't quite set, and the light from the dining room window softly illuminates everything around me. Soft shadows on the floor in front of me. I slip off my shoes. It feels good. The hardwood floor is cold against my stocking-covered feet. One of them sitting on the floor upright, the other tipped on its side. I wear heels all day. Only once they are off do I realize how oppressive they can be. I take a moment to just be and clear my mind, leaving the stress, the decisions, the responsibilities on the other side of the door. I wiggle my toes and my stockings and stretch them a bit. I lean down and gather my shoes, placing them on the rack at the base of my table. In the center, as you taught me, neatly. I smile looking down at them. I unbutton the cuffs of my blouse and then start on the ones that adorn the front of it. One by one, I press my finger against each button and press it through the hole that has been holding it in place, keeping my blouse shut. I start at the top, and as each button opens, I feel the cool air on my skin. I feel myself opening, and the day continues to recede even further. I slide it off my shoulders and down my arms, taking my time, feeling the soft, silky fabric drift away. I carefully fold my blouse and place it on the tabletop. I close my eyes and run my fingers over my brow, delicate and lacy, hidden all day. It seems a shame to not let people see. My fingertips run over the lace trim and then over the cups which hold me, surround me, and caress me. I reach behind my back and unhook it. It loosens on my shoulders and falls away from my chest. I slip it off and fold it, placing it on top of my blouse on the table. Scented. Neat. Perfect. I take a moment to fondle my breasts, moaning softly, feeling the freedom. My fingertips press together against my nipple and I feel them stiffen a bit. I gasp as I pinch, imagining they're your fingers for just a moment. My fingertips take hold of the zipper on the side of my skirt and ever so slowly put pressure on it until the zipper begins to move, making its telltale sound. I let it fall to the floor. I like how it feels as it slides across my stockings and onto my feet. I step out of it, gather it up, neatly fold it and place it on top of my blouse and bra. As I unroll the stockings from my legs, I become so aware of my skin, my flesh covered all day, almost like armor, protecting me from the world I'm forced to inhabit. The place where I have to think, rather than feel. As they slip off, I fold them too. It won't do to just ball them up and toss them aside. All that is left now are my panties. As I press my hand against the front of them, I can feel myself growing aroused. They are a bit damp. Just getting undressed is starting to transport me to the world that I want to be in. The world I belong in. The world that, more than any other place, feels like home. I fold them and place them on top of my pile, and then step to the center of the room, where a large crimson pillow waits for me. I smile. It wasn't there when I left this morning. It never is. But it is always waiting for me when I come home. I lower myself to the floor and kneel on the pillow. My transition is almost complete now. I sit on my folded legs, and, as I do, I begin to banish the very last thoughts of the outside world, of my day, of my job, of everything outside that no longer matters. I open my knees and place my hands behind my back. I straighten my back, lower my chin, and close my eyes. Now I wait. I don't think. I don't worry. I don't imagine a single thing. I wait. I am in the moment, fully and completely. I am completely empty now. Waiting. Waiting to be filled. When I hear keys in the door, I breathe in more deeply. And I wait. When I hear the door open, I keep my eyes closed and my mind empty. And I wait. As I hear your footsteps and listen to you get settled, I remain still, motionless, and I wait. I hear you move closer and feel you in front of me. I open my eyes and see your shoes and the hem of your pants. I keep my head bowed and my eyes lowered. I am waiting. When your finger presses under my chin and directs me to raise my head, I do. I can't help but see you now, and I give you a little smile. I realize I am wet now, but I can't recall what brought that about. I just know I am, and that is it for you. In your hand, you hold my collar. Just the sight of it pulls me back into the present. My stomach fills with butterflies, and I raise my chin, offering you my neck. I bite my lip softly, waiting. Not to be empty now, but to be filled by your touch, by your presence, by your will. I am trembling as you press the leather to my throat. I am offering you myself, every bit of me. My throat is so tender, and I raise my chin higher, wanting to give it to you, stretching towards you, longing for the sensation of your strong hands wrapping the collar around me. And as you do, I feel my feelings of emptiness being replaced. The outside world is a million miles away, and now I am a world where only you and I exist. The world we built together. Your fingers are so gentle, and yet your grasp on me is so firm. You press the collar against my skin, and it feels like it is merging with my flesh, becoming part of me. You pull the end, and it tightens. I feel every breath, every swallow, every sensation. It holds me, just like you do. It breathes with me. When you buckle it, I feel complete. I am yours now. Not just because I have offered you myself, but because you have claimed me. I am no longer empty. I am filled with purpose. To serve, to worship, to adore. To no longer be myself, but to be yours. I hear you click the lock shut and my heart pounds. It is the last thing I need to banish every thought from my head, other than my thoughts of you, my thoughts of us. My collar, the one you so lovingly place on me every evening, is more than just a collar. It is a promise. Your promise to take me to the world we so lovingly build with each other. A place where I am yours and where nothing else matters. The world where we belong together. Where you rule me, guide me, and own me. But it is my promise too. It is my promise that when you offer me passage into that world we create, that I will go there with you. And that whatever you lead, wherever you lead, I will always follow.